Electricity prices in Wrangell may go up a penny per kilowatt hour. For homeowners, that means a 6-7% increase to monthly bills. The proposed Wrangell electrical rate hike is in response to the wholesale price set by Southeast Alaska Power Agency, or SEPA, recently going up. SEPA provides hydropower to Wrangell, Ketchikan, and Petersburg. Wrangell Mayor Steve Prasanka also sits on the SEPA board. He says the wholesale rate increase, SEPA's first in more than two decades, was needed to pay for infrastructure upgrades.
We were a little bit shocked when we replaced the cable going across from Mitka to Banks, and it was, I think, $13 or $14 million. Luckily, we had some insurance for failure on that one. But we have to start replacing and getting prepared to replace. The actual infrastructure is just aging out, and we've got to be prepared. You know, we can't wait till it happens and then try to deal with it.
Prasanka told the assembly that by the SEPA board's calculations, the quarter cent wholesale increase would raise monthly electric bills of an average household by $3 to $5. Wrangell City Administration had initially proposed a quarter of a cent rate increase locally, paralleling SEPA's increase. But during Borough Assembly discussions on Tuesday, Assemblymember Dave Powell pointed out that Wrangell has its own expenses. He said he was concerned that a quarter penny increase in local rates wouldn't be enough.
To me, it seems like what we're doing is we're going along with what SEPA says and just adjusting our rate for what they get. It's just going to be... And don't get me wrong, I never want to pay more than anybody else, okay? But we've always talked about our electrical. We don't have enough money to replace certain things. We're not keeping up to what the cost is and all that stuff. Why are we only looking at a quarter of a penny? Why are we not looking at one penny right now?
Other assembly members agreed, and Wrangell's assembly gave initial approval at its Tuesday meeting for a 1 cent increase. Three quarters of the increase would go to local coffers. Yet Assemblymember Patty Gilbert questioned raising the electrical rate without considering Wrangell's other utilities.
I don't disagree with doing an increase, but we have other utilities that we're contemplating, like, as you said, a rate increase. Can we take some time beginning of next year to explore that?
Powell responded he believed this was a time for action.
I know we are going to be looking at that. I know those rates are going to have to go up somewhere along the line. I just think that we just keep kicking this down the can down the road that every time we do that.
Prasanka added that SEPA may raise its wholesale rates again next year, and it might be good to not have to come back to ratepayers again.
Community keeps getting hit with a, so now it's, even though it's fractional, and then if you come back in a month or 2 months time and say, now we want to raise it 0.75 cents, that feels worse than it's 1 penny now and we go down the road later.
It's been a decade since Wrangell commissioned a rate study to calculate how much it should charge to pay for its electrical grid, and the last time Wrangell's assembly raised electrical rates was a 7% hike in 2014. Wrangell's assembly will hold a public hearing on the proposed rate increase at its January 11th meeting. If approved, it would go into effect on February 1st. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.